The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul. Yes, it does. Good morning, everybody. This is Terry Raposa and my partner, Wynn Carpenter. How are you, brother?
I am doing dandy. How about you?
I'm doing good. We're here with our producer, Liam. How are you, buddy? You awake?
I'm getting there. Slowly.
We're broadcasting live from downtown Reading, KCNR, 96.5 FM, where the music does sound better, and 1460 AM. We are your talk radio. KCNR1460.com. If you go to KCNR1460.com, you can listen live.
On your computer.
Yes, you can.
So or your phone or whatever.
On your phone or whatever. If you can't get us on the radio, you can get us on the computer, and we are archived forever and ever. Hallelujah. Yeah. We are.
Approximately 10 years worth of radio.
Years worth of radio. Mm-hmm. Stop the presses. Stop the presses. We have got news for you, Shasta County. We have got news. We have got the truth today. Prepare yourself and share this program.
Stop the presses.
Everyone who's listening, search engine Sierra Forward. Search engine Sierra Forward. There is a campaign for the future, if you've seen the flyer. It's on Tuesday, October 11th from 5 to 7:30 with Baron Browning, who is running for Shasta Board of Supervisors District 5, Aaron Resner, Shasta County Board of Supervisors District 1, and their friend and their partner, and being endorsed by Shasta, it was Shasta Forward, Sierra Forward, Max Steiner. Yes, that left-wing pundit, that left-wing Congress applicant. Unbelievable. On Tuesday, October 11th from 5 to 7, guess what? At the Frontier Senior Center.
In Anderson.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I talked to Trish Clark about that, who is beside herself. Quite beside herself. She can't really understand why Baron Browning would be involved with Max Steiner or Sierra Forward. It gets better. You can go there. You're cordially invited. You can meet and mingle with the candidates, hear the candidates' platforms, take part in a Q&A session, register to vote. Oh, and it's moderated by Mark Warren. Mike Warren, remember him? Remember him?
Mike Warren? You mean the former city manager?
Mm-hmm. And current chief and executive officer of Turtle Bay.
Oh.
How fun is all that? Now, the thing when you go to Shasta, Sierra Forward, I keep saying Shasta, but it is Sierra Forward.
This gets goodier and goodier.
It gets goodier and goodier. You go to their website, you will see the candidates they endorse. And when they endorse these candidates, they are all, guess what? Left-wing Democrats. Well, Baron Browning's there, and what he has... Oh, by the way, did you know that Baron Browning was a Democrat before the 2014 election, where he won in city council?
You don't say.
Yep. He was a Democrat.
Hmm.
Hmm. And then he changed.
Why?
I don't know. What do you think?
Because a Democrat couldn't win in that
city council race in Anderson? Don't know. Maybe that's a good question someone should ask him. What do you think?
Interesting.
Aaron Resner. Oh, boy. Here is her little blurb after her endorsement by Sierra Forward. In Shasta County, District 1, the more moderate candidate, Dutch Brother franchise co-owner and current Reading councilman, Aaron Resner has a long history of the kind of public service typically expected from those who choose to take part in local politics. On the other hand, her opponent has a scant history of public service and is running solely on his pledge to never mandate any precautions against COVID-19 again. A curious definition of either leadership or representation. Well, let's see. I think I've heard Kevin Cry talk about a lot of different issues. Have you, my friend?
I have.
Gosh, you know, in fact, I think he was talking about issues in on the debate that happened on Free Fire Radio. Was that Thursday or it was Thursday?
I think it was Thursday. Yes, it was Thursday.
And here's Baron Browning's little blurb here from this left-wing organization. Again, left-wing organization that solely supports Democrats for assembly, for state senate, for board of supervisors.
For Congress.
For Congress. Oh, yeah. Their top dog there is Mr. Congress. Max Steiner.
Yeah.
By the way, if Max is listening or anybody's listening for him, we just, our prior host here, Matt Nemo, has asked Max to be on the show 3 times, and apparently, I don't know, some sort of miscommunication there. He wouldn't come on. Baron Browning, Anderson City Councilman. Here's more information. And you just, again, if you go to Sierra Forward, you will be amazed, shocked, as a lot of the people who are for Baron Browning and Aaron Reznor, I sure am, or probably are. I mean, when you're on a left-wing website, a left-wing organization where you get just not only an endorsement, but you're now speaking.
You're part of a ticket.
And what do those two have against Doug LaMalfa? What does Baron Browning and Aaron Reznor have against Doug LaMalfa to where they'd want to back Max Steiner?
That's a million-dollar question.
I don't know. But anyway, let's go. I digress. Baron Browning. In the primary for Shasta County District 5 Supervisor, the moderate state candidate, ex-Democrat.
Moderate.
Two-term Anderson City Councilman, Baron Browning, bested the less experienced Liberty Committee candidate and State of Jefferson pitchman by 8 points, 44 to 36. But that was not enough to prevent a runoff. Browning is a solid conservative. What? How can you be supported and doing venues with, and this, again, is not a debate, how can you be doing venues with Max Steiner if you're a conservative who would normally be a shoo-in in Shasta County, but these are not normal times?
If you want to have a platform where you can speak to the people, hold your own. Don't go on board with the opposition, if that truly is the opposition. But apparently, the way things are lined up there, it looks like the other two with Steiner are aligned with him and their true beliefs. Because if they're going to be on that ticket, don't forget what the Democrats believe in. Abortion.
That's not the only thing they believe in.
I'm just starting
They believe
there.
In gun control.
I'm just starting there.
They believe in taking away your rights. You're right, brother.
All of it. I mean, don't forget what they believe in. He says he's moderate. Well, how do you moderate? How moderately do you do an abortion?
You don't align yourself.
How moderately
yourself,
yeah. do you do yeah. gun control?
Yeah. Yeah.
How moderately yeah. do you do all those other things that that party aligns itself with? And now, two of these people who profess to be, you know, Republican are aligned with that. How does that work? That's a question that they need to answer. Are they going to? We'll never know.
And we'll continue that part. But
we shall see.
We do have Bob Holsinger on the line. He called me last night. Bob ran for county clerk. And Stones, if you could call back in just a bit, as soon as Bob's done, call back because we'll have a clearer line for Bob to speak on. So, Stones, just call us back. We'll put you on right after Bob. Bob, what say you, sir?
Good morning. Thank you, folks, for letting me talk a little bit.
Absolutely. Anytime, brother.
As you all know, and you just mentioned, Terry, I was a candidate for the Shasta County Clerk's Register Voters Office in the June primary. Obviously, I didn't win, so that is another book of history or page of history. But unlike my opponent, my campaign reached out to voters throughout Shasta County. In doing so, I visited voters in Fall River, MacArthur, Burney, Happy Valley, Oak Run, Cottonwood, Anderson, Shingletown, and throughout Redding proper over the 3.5 months of my campaign. I feel I ran an honest and fair campaign. I was shocked when I started seeing the end results at the end of Election Day. That just blew me out of my saddle.
Can you speak up a little bit, Bob? Speak up a little, please.
Sure can.
Thank you, buddy.
Sure
there
can.
You go.
I was just so shocked when the results started showing in the end of Election Night. after all that effort and everything and all the money spent. And it's like, wow. So this past week was the first time that associate and I, we went down and we scheduled a meeting to see Kathy Darling Allen, her assistant in the ROV office, the clerk's office. And as we were being escorted up the stairs to the conference room, I noted two new TV security monitors on the wall. And also there was red tape stuck to the floor delineating boxes for people to stand in front of, on the carpet, in front of two windows where tabulation, adjudication, duplication of ballots took place. When I asked the assistant what the red tape was for, she kept walking and commented, "What red tape?" refusing to acknowledge the red tape that was on the floor very obviously. When we entered a conference room and everyone had sat down, I thanked Kathy and Joanna for finding time to meet with my associate and I. And with a smile, I extended my hand to Kathy in appreciation. Kathy started to reach out her hand and shake my hand. And then she pulled her hand back and made a fist. And her face got very red.
Wow.
And she became very angry.
Wow.
She proceeded to tell me she was very angry with me for not having had the courtesy to publicly concede the election to her prior. Wow. This was my first candidacy, and I had no idea I was supposed to, by some rule somewhere or something, concede anything. Obviously, she was sitting in the chair, so I guess she won. But anyway, so she then went on to verbally attack me, stating that she found my campaign ads the last week before the election were totally inappropriate and offensive. Well, I'm sorry, it's a campaign, and they were factual. They weren't made up, and I don't know what else to say. But as we continued our meeting, she also named several specific election observers from the public that were, quote, out of control during the primary election and noted any further similar actions would not be tolerated. She stated if this continues, she called the Reading PD and have the observers removed and arrested. And it's like, wow, being that I had not been involved at all in the office during my campaign, I ignored her rant. As a candidate, I stayed clear of the clerk's office during the election to avoid any possible appearance of conflict of interest, unlike she, whom as the incumbent candidate oversaw her own re-election, despite having been asked by multiple Shasta County residents to step aside during the election. She even declared to the board of supervisors that to make sure that there was no conflict of interest, she had decided long ago she had an opposition candidate. She would not handle any live ballots, whatever that means. I thought all ballots were live until they were counted and stashed away in storage. But I don't know what a live ballot means. But she was just on a rant and rave on this week, and it's like, wow, I was just shocked. But anyway, so what happened? The last thing that happened is our meeting came to a close. The assistant suggested that I would, since I wasn't in the office during the primary election, she thought it would be a good idea to, if I scheduled a tour of the clerk's ROV office again. And I thought about it for a minute, because I had accompanied at least 40 to 50 observers, 8 to 10 people at a time, through the clerk's office when they gave tours prior. And I've been in that office now for, I think it's five elections, that I've actually been there observing. But I also realized rather quickly that this office was their opportunity to show me their new observer processes and make sure I understood them, so I scheduled an appointment for next week to go see what they're going to say. I fully expect we're going to get into this red tape on the carpet garbage and standing outside in the hall to observe inside the rooms to observe. And if that happens, we'll have some further words about that, because that would be in direct violation of election code, because it says you need to be close enough to see the signatures of signature verifications and hear and ask questions. And we'll see what happens after our tour here. But I just have no faith right now. I'm very, very disappointed in her. And the way that she handled that whole meeting was just, it was amazing.
Well, yeah, but she's...
There's probably be more to come.
Yeah, she... Well, a lot of it, you know, the thing about her is that, I mean, she called everybody. I don't even know if she might even have called the FBI. She called everybody about the fact that she felt people were being harassed by people who were canvassing neighborhoods just because... I mean, that particular woman has there's no way she could possibly ever win an election.
Is that
if people knew who she was and what she did.
That's what Democrats do.
That's what Democrats do, and she's a Democrat. And here's the other thing, and this is probably the worst part. I know she wasn't allowing a couple of people to either observe or be poll watchers. So we wanted to find out if that was the case. And I believe that she also wanted you to sign some sort of agreement that also was against.
Yes.
Okay, and we'll go into that right after I get done with what I'm saying. I want to hear what that agreement was. So I called her about that because I wanted to find out whether or not, you know, what the facts were, what was going on, get her side of it so we could talk about it on the radio. Now, when I called, I mentioned what I was calling about and you know, how could she not allow someone to be to work the polls or not allow someone to be an observer? Had they done something criminally or what was it? Well, you know, I wasn't getting a very good answer. They passed me over to, I think the lady's name was Joanna, passed me over to her. I got on to her and I said, well, you know, we'll just go on the air with what we have because basically, you know, in every kind of code, United States code, you know, Title 18, 242, you can't not allow someone to do these certain things because you don't like their political position. And that's what it sounds like to me. Well, Kathy was on vacation. We'll be back till Monday. I said, fine, our program goes on Sunday and blah, 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 blah. Well, an hour later, I get a call from Kathy Darling Allen. So she calls me up, and I said, okay, well, here's the story. I mean, you're not allowing these people, and she named the people. And I said, well, why not? Well, because of their behavior. I go, you have no right, because they say things at a Board of Supervisors meeting that you don't agree with, to stop them from doing something. Do you realize that's a felony, Title 18, 242, and they can sue you under Title 42, 1983. Do you have any idea what you're doing here? Well, I'm looking out for the protection and the safety of the people. What, the safety? I mean, you think that one's a woman, one's a guy? Have they really done anything that other than voice their opinion without profanity? I will say that when they've been at the Board of Supervisors, there's never been profanity. And she said, well, because of your views and who you are, I wouldn't want to have you as an observer. I said, really? I said, you know what? That's a violation and that's a felony. She goes, do I need an attorney? And I said, I don't know. Do you? Well, by Monday, those two people were reinstated in the jobs they were supposed to be able to do. That's Kathy Darling Ellen. That's who she is. Now, tell me about this form that she wanted you to sign.
This was the District 2 recall election. And I've been already in three elections at that time, and this was number four. And then I did that was the last one I did because, well, yeah, that was the last one because then the primary came around. So on the primary, on the District 2, she sent me a mailed letter with a contract inside it that had specific requirements that I had to meet.
A contract?
I was to sign it. So it was an agreement that I had to sign.
Oh, boy.
And return back to her. And I looked at this, and I looked back at my election law, and I looked at the election law, and there were three items in that election law that were being violated with her agreement that she wanted me to sign.
Oh, boy.
And I called her up, and specifically I says, you know, you've got problems with three separate election codes in this agreement, and I refuse to sign this, and I will not recommend any observer signs it, period. And so I said, I'm refusing to do this, and I will observe. And so next thing I know, I contacted a certain individual in a certain group, and they looked at it, and they said, huh, this is an indefinite violation. They turned around and had an attorney actually wrote her a letter and said, hey, knock this crap off. This is a violation of code, a violation of law, and we will not be a party to this. And heard nothing else around about that at all to myself or others. But it's interesting to me that she believes that she seems to be above the law in some issues. And it's just like, wow. I don't understand that. Either that or she doesn't know the law, one or the other. Probably a little bit of both. But I just frustrated me to no end, and that particular letter went around to the entire state of California saying that do not, and went to all the registered voters and clerk's office throughout California, all 58 of them.
Hey,
and
Bob,
that has stopped all that.
Hey, yeah. Bob, when you were talking earlier about, you know, meeting with her initially and her, you know, not shaking her hand or whatever, common courtesy goes a long ways. Even if you don't like someone and they extend their hand to shake, wouldn't you think, you know, just out of common decency,
yeah, wow,
that we all teach our children,
wow,
to operate within, that
respect.
you would do,
yeah,
that? And it's respect for not only the opposition, but also for yourself. Wouldn't you respect yourself enough to be seen as an adult to do the right thing. You know, even if you don't like that person, you've had words or whatever,
right.
You shake hands and you can be nice for 5 minutes of your entire life in that room when it can totally backfire on you if you don't and if you aren't, which it sounds like that's where she's at right now. So
that's where she's at.
And
mm-hmm.
She
backfired on her when she pulled her hand back and made a fist.
Right.
Her face got red, and then she got very angry, and you could see it in her forehead, all wrinkles up, and then she started unloading. It's like, holy cow.
Yeah, and so she's doing that in front of staff, so she is not a manager of a department that staff should be exposed to in our county. So as citizens of the county, we should be helping so that those staff members who do not need to be exposed to something like that, truly, what can we do now? I mean, I'm not asking you to give me an answer. I'm just throwing it out there. What can we do now? It's just, you know, we voted, and we know how the vote went, but we know how the results came back. And the results are far different than what the vote was. We know that. Now, she's gone through, and she's gotten rid of the results because she was allowed to do that, right? So now what? How do we follow up with this? Is it in cyberspace somewhere? Is it an electronic version of it? I mean, what do we do to get things fixed 100%? And I'm not asking you to answer that. I'm just throwing this out there so the people will hear this and start taking some action. We need to do this immediately. And I'm done with people like her acting the way she's been acting, and she's not the only one throughout the county that does that. And,
oh, no.
And nine times out of ten, it's not the conservative that's doing it. It's somebody else from some other belief system, whatever it might be, but they're in those positions of power, and they abuse that power, i.e. abusing the staff who work for them, and they're abusing the citizens, and they're abusing people who are running in those positions. With stuff like that, what you've gone through and countless others have gone through in the last couple of years, we're going to be lucky if we get anybody to run for any office in the future.
And to your point, when you talk about Kathy Darling Allen, who is trying to tell people that they can't do something that constitutionally they're protected to do as poll watchers.
Well, that's her ignorance. But, that's why.
Well, I don't know if it's ignorance or just a power trip.
Well, okay. Both.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, to me, we have let these people get way out of hand. And, you know, and we'll get back to Baron Browning and Aaron Reznor. I'm still shocked over that. I am absolutely shocked that they have gone over to Sierra Forward, and they are working with what do they have against Doug LaMalfa? Maybe that's a question we should ask. What do those two candidates have against Doug LaMalfa?
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's what I really want to know. But anyway, Bob, my brother, do you have anything else? We got about 2 minutes to the break.
One more thing, real quick.
Yes, sir.
Election night, there was a party, if you will, or a get together to watch the election results come in.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some folks down at the election office watching the ballots come in from the precinct polls as they arrived at, you know, 9 o'clock in the evening. And there was a sheriff's deputy there that normally is with us up at the Board of Supervisors meeting. He stands along the edge of the wall and watches, make sure everything goes well. Well, he was there at the registrar's office request, and he was there observing, and there was no issues going on. And Kathy wasn't happy, and she actually went to approach him and ask if he could stop some things, and he says, I don't see anything going on out here. It's a problem. So he says, there's really nothing, ma'am, I could do. And so she went in, and apparently he called the Reading RPD, and they showed up. Two officers come walking up the alley, and they saw the sheriff there, so they went over to talk to the sheriff and ask him, how's everything going? He says, oh, everything's great. Nobody's doing anything. It's an exciting day. Everybody's bringing back the ballots and all that from the precincts. He says, but there's really nothing going on. And they go, oh, okay, you're good. He says, yeah, I'm fine. I don't need any help, but thank you for coming by. Okay, we're going to take off. And they walked back out of the alley and took off. And that upset Kathy, too. She got all ticked off over that they didn't come in here and arrest people.
So why would she call RPD? That's not their jurisdiction.
Why would she call RPD again?
It's the sheriff's jurisdiction. Why would she call RPD?
Woman. Oh, my goodness.
It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know,
she'll call
like
anybody that she can.
Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable. And, you know, we'll talk about these non-partisan positions.
Yeah,
that's a bunch of BS.
Oh, yeah.
They're all partisan.
They're all partisan.
Everything is partisan. For people to say nonpartisan truly shows their ignorance. Everything is partisan.
Yep.
Everything is partisan. Oh my gosh,
yep.
Your school board. I mean, it doesn't matter. Everything is partisan. And people have to get that in their head. They have to understand that.
Anyway, Bob.
I agree.
All right, brother.
Thank you guys for what you do. Best wishes and God bless you all. And go ahead and have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks a lot for calling. Yeah, we've got the phone number here, by the way. I forgot to say that. 530-605-4567. 530-605-4567. And Stones, if you wanted to call back and have something, that's good. Anyway, we're going to go ahead, take a break. We were going to talk a little bit more about a campaign for the future put on by Sierra Forward, starring Baron Browning, starring Aaron Reznor, and starring Max Steiner, all endorsed by a left-wing political PAC.
Here in Shasta County.
Sierra Forward. Well, no, it's all over the place.
Yeah, well, they're started here in Shasta County.
Well, Shasta County,
Yep. Don't forget who signed off on that.
Who?
Oh, Mary Rickert and Joe Comente.
Oh,
remember.
No, this is going to be a lot more
remember,
fun the second half hour.
You can't forget the history of all these little things. These little ditties are precious. Precious.
I'm so eager. I'm only going to take a break because I'm being nice to Carl.
All right.
Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
They invite the whole world to come live in our land and leave our countrymen dying in Afghanistan. They say, let go of Jesus, let government say you can have back your...
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
We need to make it all right, don't we? We do. Welcome back to Jefferson State of Mind, M-I-N-E, 96.5 FM, where the music does sound better, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Or listen live, because we stream worldwide, KCNR1460.com, and please share the archive.
Yes.
Please share the archive. It's
yep.
This will be archived 10 minutes after we're done. I've been assured by that by Nathan. Not by Nathan, by Liam.
Liam.
And we do have Stones on the line. What say you, Stones?
Plenty. Good morning, everybody.
Well, we're kind of on a theme here, so go ahead, buddy.
Oh, I'm all over it. Like,
okay.
Hey, Don, you know what?
Go for it.
Yeah, so I was one of the ones that was denied the poll worker application.
Yes, you were.
And they never did get back to me. I never was allowed to work as a poll worker.
You're going to have to speak, Richard. You're going to have to speak up. We have a terrible, it sounds like you're in a fish tank. Can't hear you better.
All right, well, I'm on my cell phone, not on speaker. This is the best I can do at the moment.
There
okay,
you go.
That's better.
Right there.
Don't move.
Don't move.
I'm in the middle of the street, but I'll stay. So Freedom, our friend Freedom, who has worked at the previous elections, they again have stalled her application to work as a poll worker. Yeah, again. And Freedom is getting a special interview. It may have already happened. In order for Kathy or Joanna to see if Freedom is worthy to work the polls again. This has happened to her more than once. Anyways, so cameras in the registrar's office, huh? Gee, I wonder what would happen if I did a record jack for that camera footage. Gee, I wonder.
I wonder
if I'd actually get the footage.
Nothing, right?
Well, she's denied me the footage of the cameras in the alleyway. I mean, so what's the cameras for, Kathy? Oh, it's for our protection and security.
Oh,
can I have the copy of the footage, Kathy? No, because it's private. What?
No, it's not.
Well, I'm just saying, this lady, holy crud, she's just so out of control. I'm glad what Eric Jensen said on yesterday's show. You know, she's just pulling Saul Alinsky tactics, sicking the government on we the people, really, because we just want a transparent election. I mean, this lady's out of control. She's unhinged now, as you heard from Bob. I'm almost beside myself. I'm almost without words, and you know that's kind of hard.
Well, you know, the thing is that Freedom actually has, you know, I'm sure there's attorneys. I mean, it's gotten to a point with Kathy Darling Allen that, you know, virtually she has no right at all. She's using the color of law. It's a total violation of 18242. She's using her position as an elected official to stop someone from their constitutionally protected right. Freedom, I've never heard Freedom use foul language even at a Board of Supervisor meeting.
No, she would not.
And it's her own, it's her First Amendment right to say whatever she wants to say.
Yep.
It is just, it's way past it. I think that, Sheriff Johnson, where are you? I mean it. Sheriff Johnson, where are you, buddy? Where are you? I know you support Baron Browning, who supports Max Steiner. So what do you have, Sheriff Johnson, against Doug LaMalfa? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm still waiting to hear back from the sheriff. I'm going to fill in a complaint against the St. Joe and change me. You know, cue the cricket. What the hell is going on, Sheriff? This, you know, it's just amazing. The sheriff is a swamp creature, as we predicted. Remember when he came into the chambers as a police chief? He turned left, go figure. He turned left and sat on the left side of the chambers with the swamp. And we're like, uh-oh, not a good clue, right? That was a clue. And now he's shown himself to be exactly what most of us had expected. And it's just amazing. My personal opinion, the November election, state, federal, and local, will be stolen from us. Why? Because they have to steal it. They have no other choice but to steal our elections at all levels from us, okay? And that's my unfortunate opinion. But at that point, our peaceful remedies, we may have one left. I've been talking about peaceful remedies for a long time. We may have one peaceful remedy left locally, in my opinion, when they steal the election from us. And after that, Katie barred the door. And that's all I'm going to say on the air. So.
Well, anyway, the other thing, too, I think that's important, this new alliance between Browning, Reznor, Steiner, and Browning and Reznor both going toward Sierra Forward. Interesting to know that Baron Browning was a Democrat, huh? I didn't know that. I was told that yesterday by somebody who supported him.
I have the database. I have the database. I'll check it, see what his registration is.
We have the document.
It's already out there.
We have the document. Okay. It's already out there. But here's the other thing. The other thing I wanted to run by you. Basically, you know, as we look at all these things that Kathy Darling Allen's doing and all these different things that are happening to us on a local basis, I mean, how do we, media-wise, it's difficult to get the truth out. again, I mean, it's gotten to a point where I, to me, for the life of me, even when we had, there was a debate here on Free Fire Radio on Thursday between Aaron Reznor and Kevin Cry, and you probably heard that debate. And it, during that debate, apparently, it's been said that there was some sort of situation where there was a bit of angst by Aaron Reznor who stomped out of the, you know, I'd like to hear more on that and see who saw what or who heard what or something like that. Do you know anything about that?
Carolyn Gomes was sitting in the lobby of the studio that morning because she was helping Kevin. So I would say get a hold of Carolyn Gomes, see if she is willing to talk to you guys on the air. So last point. I'm a member of the local chapter of California Rifle Pistol. We invited all supervisor candidates 1 month, give them 1 month's notice for a candidate forum with California Rifle Pistol, SAFTA. Baron Browning never responded. Aaron, her minion, said, no thanks. But we did hear from Chris Kelsom and Cameron. They were willing to show up. But, you know, so because it kind of fell apart in that respect, we wound up not having it. So, yeah, so Baron and Aaron, gee, that rhymes. I could come up with a song on that one. So those two, you know, they're not willing to show up to a pro-Second Amendment in a highly red county. No time for that, right? But they're going to show up for this Sierra, whatever the hell, crap. Anyway, thanks for letting me vent. I'll get out of here.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, Rich.
All right, brother. Anyway, yeah, it's called A Campaign for the Future. Baron Browning, Aaron Reznor, Max Steiner, you are cordially invited to attend a town hall to meet and mingle with candidates, hear candidate platforms, take part in a Q&A session, register to vote. Now, I guess they're not going to ask the same question of everybody because you have Baron Browning and Aaron Reznor, whose jurisdiction is county.
County and two separate districts.
And then you have Max Steiner
running for Congress. So there's no jurisdiction overlap.
Boy, I'd sure like to hear from Baron Browning on why he's opposed to Doug LaMalfa. But anyway, you had something?
Well, it's frustrating to find out the way we did. You know, the flyer comes out, and it seems to be legit. Apparently it's legit. Nobody's denying it. None of them have put out a statement saying that it's...
We know it's legit. We found out from the people who got these people coming in, one of them is... on our way to Canada.
Well, I'm just saying, it appears to be legit. So everybody, you know, you can take it for what it's worth. However, why? The big question is why? You know, so all the supporters that are, you know, say conservative, that are definitely not Democrat and don't believe in Democrat beliefs, who support either one or both of those other two candidates, have now been duped. And the money that they have spent toward their campaigns, their support of voting for them, their support of talking to people about them, they have been duped. So why would you further support anybody that aligns themselves with the other camp?
Well, the thing is,
why?
Yeah, exactly.
We're not doing inclusivity here. That's not what we're about. We're about fighting for the positions to get in there to clean things up here in Shasta County. It's absolutely necessary. We have to do that. And by gosh, by golly, by aligning yourself that way, you're contradicting everything we all stand for. Everything. So why would you do that? So now you're just telling everybody out there that you don't want their vote. You don't. I mean, Barron's telling everybody in Anderson, Cottonwood, Happy Valley, Shingletown that he doesn't want their vote by that action right there.
Well, see, the thing is,
Aaron's doing the same thing.
Well, you know, the old excuse is that it's a nonpartisan office. That is a flat-out lie.
That's not true at all.
Because you are who you register as. You believe in the things. If you're a Democrat, you believe in what the Democratic Party is putting forward as their platform. If you're a Republican, you believe in what the Republican Party is putting forward as a platform. If you're a Libertarian, you believe in what the Libertarian platform is and what they're putting forth as a party. That's the way it works. It doesn't change anything. Kathy Darling Allen is a Democrat. She believes in no voter ID, a Democrat position. She believes in keeping those Dominion machines, a Democrat held position.
And she's increased the number of drop boxes in Shasta County.
Which is another Democrat position.
Which is huge because now they have a drop box up in Bernie, and their staff was so proud about that. It's like, really? So you're finding one other way to steal votes from people up in that community. So now the people that have died that live in the Bernie Intermountain area, people that don't vote, are now in this next election, by God, I bet you anything, they're going to be voting.
And here's the other part about this flyer. This is the best part about it. And I know in talking to people who rented the facility to the folks for Steiner, Bresner, and Browning, the thing that really throws me on it is the fact that as you look at this, this has nothing to do with any kind of debate. It's everything to do with people who are endorsed by the same organization, by the same PAC, Sierra Forward. The thing that really throws me the most on this whole deal is that there's no, I mean, if you believe in what your party believes in, how can you not be diametrically opposed to a congressman, right? If these two are legitimate Republicans, Max Steiner has a lot of issues and positions that he stands on, and those positions are left-wing. Agree or not agree, that's his position. You're aligning yourself with him.
This is what. And this is exactly what.
Amazing to me.
Rhinos do. Shocking. This is what rhinos
do. Not even. It's worse than that.
No. Well, this is what rhinos do, and we have rhinos everywhere. We have them in all kinds of political groups here, even locally. We do. We need to clean house and get rid of the rhinos. If they have proven themselves to align with anybody in opposition, then they need to be removed. If they're holding any position in there, they need to be removed. And the bylaws for any of these committees, which they all should have some, because that's how you should be operating, then you operate accordingly. And that's what needs to happen. It's absolutely necessary. Is it going to get ugly? You bet it's going to get ugly. Is it going to get loud? You bet it's going to get loud. But by gosh, by golly, if they're not aligning themselves with the true vision of how the party wants to be, and I'm talking about the Republican Party because that's where I stand, I think that needs to be happening. That needs to be cleaned up immediately. And for anything less than that to be done, it's absolutely unacceptable.
Okay, we have a caller on the line. Colt, what say you, sir?
Good morning, Colt.
Gary, how are you guys doing today?
Doing good, okay. Good. What you got?
Good. You guys mentioned that it being a nonpartisan office. I want somebody to tell me if a nonpartisan office exists in this day and age, because it doesn't.
It doesn't.
The only people who are supposed to be nonpartisan are judges, and they're not even nonpartisan
nope.
anymore. So there's two sides now, and there's the sides that believe in our founding principles and in limited government, and then there's the side that is anti what our founding is, and that's plain and simple. That's what it is. It's right and wrong.
You're absolutely right.
There is no nonpartisan office anymore. And as for Barron Browning, look at that voter registration card and look at when he ran for city council.
Right, 2014.
Is it a coincidence that he comes from down south and then registers as a Republican as soon as he moves up north and runs for political office?
Yep.
It's not. It's just easier to do it that way. It's easier to get in that way.
It's all done by design.
Well, as a former candidate, do you endorse anybody for supervisor for District 5?
My full endorsement goes to Chris Kellstrom.
Chris Kellstrom. Awesome.
100%.
Awesome. That's good to know. Thank you.
He doesn't hide nothing. We don't have to pry it out of him. He'll just tell you how it is. You can ask him a question, and he'll answer it.
That's right.
Yeah.
I know him. I've become pretty good friends with him. I know he's a man of his word, and he'll do the right thing. And he's the only one up there that'll do that.
You're right.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. You know, the other thing, too, is that I don't know if you got a chance to hear that debate on KCNR on Thursday between Aaron Reznor and Kevin Cry, but it was a lot of it, you know. I mean, Kevin was, you know, talking about all the illegal land deal, all the stuff this woman has done, and frankly, a lot of stuff she's never done, except for, you know, raising different rates and giving raises, et cetera. I mean, really and truly, I mean, when you look at this, and then he was told, you know, be nice. Well, hey, the deal is that do we need four more years of corruption?
No.
And in a lot of people's opinion, it's corruption. Do we need?
I'll tell you what the contrast between the two campaigns is. Kevin Cry's campaign, he's running on what he wants to do, what he wants to fix, the things he can do. Aaron Reznor's running on peace, love, and unity until you bring up my record. And then it's a fight. And then I'm going to yell F-bombs, and it's not going to be pretty for you, you know? I'll do anything to ruin your life when you bring up my record. So that's the difference between the two campaigns, and that's literally what they are. She's not fit for that office, and her record shows it.
Well, if you're in the city of Reading and you're happy with having, well, I mean, as Wynn said, he believes that they're rhinos. If you believe in having, if you believe in the people's opinion, these people are rhinos. I mean, I can't say anything. I'm still so shocked overseeing this particular event when neither one of them will even go to the Rifle and Pistol Association meeting. I mean, unbelievable, yet they're willing to go to a left-wing,
Matt Steiner is unbelievable. No moderate Democrat.
Unbelievable.
I actually had a little debate with Matt Steiner at the California Rifle and Pistol Association.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And he's no moderate Democrat.
Not at all.
He only believes that police and military should have black rifles, AR-15s or whatever you want to call them. He doesn't believe citizens should have private ownership of firearms. He really doesn't.
No, he told us that on the radio. He told us that when he was interviewed here.
I respect that the fact that he did serve our country, but that's where I stop. Anything beyond that, he's not fit for our office either. He does not believe in the principles that this country was founded on.
Well, next Sunday we have Doug LaMalfa coming in here. We have Doug LaMalfa on next Sunday on the 16th, and we're going to definitely, I would imagine that he's got to be beside himself with these two people that of the swing that they did. I can't imagine.
It kind of came out of nowhere because here this whole time they're saying
unreal.
They're conservative. You know, they're
unbelievable.
They're true to their beliefs. They're conservatives and they'll do the right thing. And then they go out on a whim like this and go basically endorse a Democrat who doesn't believe anything that anybody in Northern California believes.
Yeah. And the other thing is, too, there's a lot of misnomers. I mean, I get calls about this committee and that committee, a Liberty Committee, and I think it's a water, what is it, the Acid Committee. And
yeah.
All that. Yeah. Wynn and I are not on these committees. Let's just put it out there.
No.
You know? I am not on any kind of committee, and the reason I'm not on a committee is because of the position that we have with
My question is, why are the conservative committees being questioned right now? Why aren't they questioning the committee?
Well, point is that
exactly.
And they use those kinds of tactics on us. They use a lot of different tactics on us that are not true. And I was talking on the phone this morning with a friend and asking me about what this committee did. I don't know. I know what I'm told, but I don't know personally. Me saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
no, I'm right there with you.
Yeah, and so and you understand what I'm saying here. So what they try to do is they try to lay things in that what we do here is we are always looking into how we can help regain our liberty and how we can help regain our county and how we can help regain our constitutionally protected rights.
And we've been doing it for 10 years. You know, we're exposing things that need to be exposed. We talk about things that need to be talked about. We share information as it's found out, good, bad, or indifferent. We talk about law and things of that nature. You know, when we talked about all kinds of stuff that we can use, the Constitution, 100%, we've talked about that over and over and over again. And so that's what we do. This is why we do it, so that we can make sure that people understand what's going on.
You brought up law, and I did have a chance to see Chris Kellstrom's debate with Barron Browning, and Barron stood up there and said, I won't break the law to get water in that canal. He said, that's the difference between me and Chris. Chris didn't advocate breaking the law. He basically told them, he'll do what it takes. And Barron said that he will talk with these people. Well, we've already talked with the people, and it's not working, Barron, so are you just going to keep running your mouth, or... Is he the guy that can get it all done? No, he's not. They've already tried to talk with the Bureau of Reclamation. They've already tried to talk with the Water Board, and it hasn't worked. They have to try something else. They have to get creative, and he doesn't have a solution for it other than to keep talking to them. Like, that's going to do any good. We've been talking to our government for how many years now, and how much representation have we gotten in Northern California? None.
Right. Well, and two, when Chris said that, he wasn't saying he was going to go break the law. He was implying that he may get arrested for not breaking the law, but he would be getting arrested for turning on the valve or doing whatever it is, putting the boards in to get the water going.
Yeah.
And so it would be an unlawful arrest is what he was implying. He wasn't saying he was going to go break the law.
Yeah, well, it happens all the time now. Conservatives get arrested for things that aren't illegal.
Exactly.
It's
protests or whatever, yeah.
You know, yeah,
you speak out and you get arrested. You don't like
exactly. Look what Kathy Darling Allen's trying to do.
Yeah.
She's trying to stop people from even canvassing.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's called every every single agency. She might have called the IRS. Who knows? But she called every single agency she could think of.
Yeah, they've got 87,000. Maybe they'll send them up here.
Yeah.
We could start taking them out. Oh, did I say that out loud? Sorry.
No, I didn't hear that either. But,
I don't know what I'm going to do about when.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do.
I'm going to do that, yeah. But anyway, yeah, there's just a lot of things going on in this county that, you know,
yeah.
And we'll get into some of the city council people here too soon. Some of the things that we found out about some of the city council people are astonishing.
Yeah,
I mean, it's amazing to me.
And they're part of some of the committees.
Yeah,
I just wanted to point those things out and let everybody know that, you know, if there are any of my former supporters out there listening, that I do endorse Chris Kellstrom, and I would encourage you to do the same thing. So
there you go, brother.
And with that, I've got to go because we got my daughter's cheer competition.
So. Oh, hey, well, go
all
have
right,
fun.
Buddy.
Go have fun.
All right. We
great
had football
hearing
all day yesterday, and now we got cheer today. So
there you go. That's what you do when you have youngins.
You guys have a good one.
thank you
for what you do every Sunday. I know that it's not easy on families to stand up for what's right, but you guys do it every day, and I appreciate it. And I know that many like me appreciate it. So thank you, guys.
Thank you very much, Colt.
Appreciate
have
it.
Have a great day.
You know,
as we look at some of these city council people, you know, I'm looking at one flyer here that we'll get into a bit next week. Particular candidate actually, I believe, worked for Ryan Dalley and
still does.
Supposed to be a Republican. And her main endorser is a
Biden supporter?
Total 100% Biden supporter. On her flyer.
And
well, we'll get into that.
Was an Obama supporter.
I'll give her a chance to.
Maybe she didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe she didn't know that, huh? Yeah, Aaron Reisner doesn't know that either, does she?
Yeah.
She doesn't know that that supporter is a Biden supporter. And yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that kind of makes me hungry as a bear. You know what I mean? I know. Yeah, it's a little bit of subliminal thing there.
No diners.
Yeah, Q has nothing on us. Q has nothing on us. Yeah.
We just come right out and say it.
No more diners. Supporter for Biden. Still. Pull the wool over your eyes. Then you can't see anything.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Well, it's sad because that's where we're at right now, folks. And it's been tolerated because nobody's challenged it on all these levels that we're talking about with these candidates. Nobody's challenged it. And then when they do get challenged, man, watch how they fight. Watch how they fight back. Watch what they say and do. They will expose themselves 100%. They always do. Always do. And that's why cleaning up everything, we need to just start doing it. And I'm talking about, you know, the candidates that are running, don't vote for those folks. I mean, truly don't vote for them. And do we have a good clean slate for the city council? I don't know. I don't know.
I think the thing is that if you believe in liberty and you, I mean, why would you ever vote for a funded, endorsed campaign for Barron Browning and Aaron Reisner when it's Democrat, when they've taken, whether you're for Congressman LaMalfa or you're not for him, that's your choice.
I have a question.
But they are for Max Steiner.
Who paid for the flyer? Did the Democrat pay for the flyer?
Sierra Forward.
Yeah, yeah.
Sierra Forward. Look at their website. Sierra Forward. Go to that website. You will be blown away.
There you go.
And I mean, is this an act of desperation on those two candidates' part? Or is it an act of, what's the point? You know, again.
Well, there's one thing to be desperate and to be doing the right thing. That's one thing. But being desperate and going totally to the other side, where apparently you've always been, but you just didn't show your true colors until now, that's very revealing. Very revealing.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Anyway, boy, oh boy, I can't wait to see what Mark and Linda have in store on Sovereign Minds. And we're kind of winding down on time here. So, my friend, time has come.
For 51.
Need to get it done.
Amen.
KCA. Come out and play. Have you seen the bill?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.